kind of always loved singing and music ever since I could talk. But my grandpa was in a band back in the day, and he's been singing his whole life, and so he's kind of the one that got me into singing. I've always really been a fan of his music, and we've always been singing together, and I started taking singing more seriously when I was about 7. That was my first time performing in front of a live audience, and I've just loved it ever since.
Oh, well, that's awesome. And I read in your bio that you had talked about being bullied a little bit because of your voice. Did you use music to help you cope with the bullying?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm a little more on the unique side, so, you know, some kids will just pick on me here and there. But I always just kind of use my music and my voice to kind of drown all of the negative out. I'd always kind of focus on my craft and my artistry, and you know, that kind of was my outlet to just be myself and be creative. And I've realized over the years that it's not a bad thing to be unique.
Right. It's not a bad thing to be unique, and I don't think anybody's going to bother you with bullying anymore.
Yeah, I was saying the same thing.
Well, who were your biggest influences in music?
I love some of today's male pop contemporary artists, like Harry Styles, Ed Sheeran, Luke Capaldi, Shawn Mendes, James Arthur. Artists like those are some of my big influences, and when I record an album someday, I really want it to sound like theirs.
Oh, wow. And it's funny you said that. I have a friend, and she's a big, huge fan of Harry Styles.
Yes, that's so cool. Yeah, my cousins are huge, huge fans of Harry Styles.
So I'm sure she would agree with you on that.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, do you remember the first time that you ever performed in front of people, and what was that like, and do you remember what song you sang?
I performed in front of people. It was at a local boardwalk on Long Island called Long Beach. I was reopening the island, the boardwalk, after it was ruined from Hurricane Sandy, and I sang the national anthem, and I was 7 years old, and it was about like 2,500 people. So it was a lot for me. At that time, it was very nerve-wracking, so I was definitely nervous, but I did it, and that was kind of my first taste of performing and singing in front of people and what it was like, and I just never wanted to stop.
Right. And, well, how did you decide to audition for The Voice? What made you decide to audition?
I've always watched The Voice. Like, I'm just a huge fan of the show in general, and my family's always encouraging me to follow my dream, and I've always dreamed of being on the show and being one of the artists, and, they really helped me follow my dream, and so I went to an audition in Boston in February, you know, before COVID happened, and I was lucky enough to be flown out in July to L.A. for my blind audition.
Oh, wow. That sounds so interesting. And what made you decide to sing the song Before You Go for your audition?
Like I said, I love Luke Capaldi. I love his voice. I love his music. So Before You Go is one of my favorite songs. I also like the message of the song. For me, it's about not missing the chance to be there for someone. And I think that could be very inspiring to some people. And so I thought it was a good song for me to sing at the time.
Well, how did it feel to have chair turns from John Legend and Gwen Stefani?
It felt incredible. It felt completely surreal. You know, I just wanted to go out there and sing, and like whatever happens at that point. And I was so happy to see these two icons turn around. I'm such a huge fan of both of them and their music, and it was really tough picking, but working with Gwen felt so right at the time, which is why I picked her.
Okay, that was my next question. I wondered, did you have your mind made up of who you would pick if they turned around before you went on stage, or did you just decide on the spot?
I kind of always had Gwen in my heart, but at the same time, I was open to hearing any of their advice or their pitches, because I would be 100% happy working with any of them, because they're all so iconic and successful, and they're great coaches, and so I'd be happy with anyone, but I've always just been the hugest Gwen Stefani fan. I love her music, and she gave a really good pitch. She told me she'd be, like, my motherly figure, and she'd give me some really good advice about style and stage presence, and it just really drew me in.
Right, and I thought that, too, when I watched it and saw how she was pitching to you, that would be a good thing, you know, for her to help you with the things like that, like the stage presence.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, it just felt so right at the time.
Well, what was your favorite song that you performed?
I liked all the songs that I performed, but I think my favorite would have to be Rainbow Connection, because that was a song I dedicated to my brother for dedication week. Gwen loved it. She was brought to tears. She told me it was flawless, and that really meant a lot to me. I just wanted to make it very raw and pure and intimate and broken down, and I felt really successful in doing that, and I was just so happy after the performance.
Well, since you mentioned your brother, I read that he was autistic, and I just wanted to tell you, I have twin nephews that are autistic.
Really? Wow.
Yes. Yes, my husband's brother, it's his two sons, and they're both autistic. They'll be, they just turned 16, but they're they're nonverbal.
Oh, well, tell them I said hi.
I sure will.
I'd love to meet them one day.
Okay, great, great. Yeah, maybe we can keep in touch, and maybe that can happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what was the biggest challenge that you faced on The Voice?
I tried not to think of anything as much of a challenge. I just kind of wanted to have fun with the whole experience, and just kind of wanted to go in and learn anything I could, because at the end of the day, I'm only 15, and there's so much for me to learn. So if anything, that was a challenge being on the younger side, but I just kind of took it as an opportunity to grow and learn and soak up anything I could, and I just, it was definitely the time of my life, for sure.
Well, that kind of answered my next question. I was going to ask what it was like to perform against people that were so much older than you. Did you form relationships with any of them, and did they have, like, a friendship with you?
For sure. This sounds so cliche, but we really were a family backstage. All of the adults were so just nice to me and so, like, nurturing and caring, and they're so skilled and seasoned. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're really awesome role models for me, and I just had so much fun singing with them.
Yeah, I enjoyed all of them, especially the last three, the ones you were up against. They were all awesome.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. They were all awesome.
Well, what was it like to perform a duet with Gwen?
That was such a dream come true, because, like, from day one, I was like, what if I got to the finale and actually sang with her? Like, that would be insane, and it actually happened. It was such a dream come true. I'm so happy that we sang that song, because it was off of her Christmas album, and we just had so much fun with it, and we really wanted to bring joy and some Christmas cheer to other people, and we felt successful in doing that, and he's been such a phenomenal coach, and so it was just kind of a cool full circle experience to be singing with her now.
Well, I enjoyed it, and it was great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, how did it feel to be the youngest to ever win The Voice and to give Gwen Stefani her first ever win?
Being so young and win The Voice was really amazing, because I wanted to inspire other young people to follow their dreams right now and do whatever makes their heart happy. Like, you don't have to wait, you know, because you don't want to look back and say you wish you did it then. Just go do what makes you happy and follow your dreams, and I think I just want to inspire everyone to do that, regardless of their age. To give Gwen her first win was so awesome because she's such a phenomenal coach and somehow hasn't had a win yet before season 19, which I think is crazy because she deserves all the credit because she's just really nurturing and caring for her artists, and she's just great at what she does, which is not only an amazing singer, but just a phenomenal coach who gives really good advice and is good at calming nerves, and so I'm really happy that I could give her her deserved win.
Yeah, she seems like a sweet person.
She is the sweetest. She's so nice.
Well, what are your plans going forward? Can you tell us anything about your plans?
Well, Gwen told me that it's time for me to start writing songs, and I definitely agree. That's what I'm working on right now, starting to brainstorm some ideas of songs I want to sing and record one day, and speaking of recording, I definitely want to get in the studio at the start of 2021 and start recording songs to put out there for people to hear. And once COVID is over, I want to perform in front of live audiences again, you know, because I really miss that. You know, The Voice is kind of like just the beginning. I want to keep growing and expanding on my music career, and I just want to make others happy, want to make others feel inspired.
Well, have you written any songs so far? I mean, have you done that in the past?
I've been, like some rough drafts, like, here and there. Like, I have some songs in the folder that I kind of have kept to myself, but I'm thinking expanding on those little ideas that I have and making them into marketable songs that I can record and put out there.
Okay, well, I look forward to buying your album.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, who is someone, if you could work with anyone in the future, who would you like to work with and maybe do some duets or collaborate with?
I mean, I'd love to collaborate with Gwen again in the future, but if you're talking about another person, I have a huge crush on Ariana Grande, so I love her and I love her music, so if I got to sing with her one day, that'd be like a dream come true.
Well, maybe you'll get to do that.
Hopefully.
Well, aside from music, what are some of your hobbies and favorite things that you do in your spare time?
Besides music, I love acting. Like, I'm a huge theater nerd at my school. I love being a part of my school's musicals and plays. Outside of the arts, this is really quirky, but I love roller coasters, and I love going to different amusement parks and going on as many roller coasters as I can. I love road tripping and traveling with my family and hanging out with my friends.
Okay, well, since you mentioned the theme parks, I think I read in your bio that your family has a foundation for autistic children.
Yes.
Can you tell me more about that?
Yes. Our foundation is called Families in Arms, and what we do is we send families that have children with autism to Disney World because having a child with autism can be very financially and emotionally stressful with all the therapy and stuff they have to pay for. It can be very draining, and so we just kind of give families who can't afford to get away from that a chance to just break outside of those boundaries for a week and just have fun with their family without worrying about anything else.
Right. Well, that's so nice of your family to do that, and I thank you for doing that for other autistic kids.
It's all my mom. She's the one who started it.
Well, tell her that I appreciate that very much, having autistic nephews. I understand, you know, some of the challenges that the parents go through and raising the children and everything, and that's just an awesome thing that y'all do.
Yeah, for sure. I'll tell her.
Well, that's all the questions that I have, Carter, but I do want to wish you good luck in the future, and I do really enjoy your music. I just absolutely loved your Lauren Daigle song.
Thank you.
And I loved all of your songs, but the Lauren Daigle was just awesome, and I really enjoyed it. And I do look forward to buying your album when it comes out.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you have a good day, and you have a Merry Christmas. And
yes, you too.
Thank you so much for talking to me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
You too. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
For sure.